Hello, my name's Jack, and welcome to the weekly roundup called This Week on Premier Skills English. In this week, we've got lots of interesting words and phrases to help you talk about football in English. If you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can also visit the Premier League British Council website at premierleague.britishcouncil.org, where you'll be able to download the podcast. On the Premier League British Council website, you can read the transcript and join the Premier Skills English community by completing a language task in the comments section. This will really help you remember the new words and phrases from the story from the Premier League. This week, I'm talking about Liverpool, who have just been crowned Premier League champions. It's been a historic campaign for the Reds, full of goals, glory, and some phenomenal performances from the likes of Mohamed Salah. The words and phrases I'm going to talk about today are to draw level, to make an impact, phenomenal, the atmosphere, to seal the Premier League title, resilience, a cut above the rest, and to triumph or a triumph. Listen out for this vocabulary in this week's story. Liverpool are champions. Liverpool have won the Premier League title. It's their second title in the Premier League era and their 20th top flight league title overall. And that 20th title means Liverpool have now drawn level with Manchester United's record for the most English league titles. What makes it even more impressive is that they've done it in the first season under their new manager, Arne Slot. Talk about making an instant impact. Under his leadership, Liverpool have recorded 25 wins, 7 draws, and only 2 defeats. Reflecting on the achievement, Slot described it as quite unreal and spoke with great pride about leading a club he'd once only dreamed of being part of. And you can't talk about Liverpool's success without mentioning Mohamed Salah. He's had a phenomenal season, one for the record books. Salah's performances have been a huge part of why Liverpool have been so strong this year. He's topping the Premier League charts with 28 goals and 18 assists, contributing to over half of Liverpool's total goals. It was his 6th season reaching double figures in both goals and assists, and his 4th in a row. Salah is now on track to claim both the Golden Boot and the Playmaker Award. The atmosphere at Anfield and across the city of Liverpool was electric as fans celebrated their team's Premier League triumph. In fact, Liverpool fans all over the world are celebrating. It's been a massive moment for the club, back at the top of the Premier League, proving they're still a giant of English football. Liverpool sealed the Premier League title in style on Sunday, the 27th of April 2025, with a resounding 5-1 victory over Tottenham Hotspur at Anfield. It was a dominant performance that left no doubt about who deserved to lift the trophy this season. Despite going behind early, with Dominic Solanke scoring for Spurs in just the 12th minute, Liverpool responded with confidence and control. From that moment on, they took command of the match, showcasing the resilience and determination that have defined their campaign. The emphatic scoreline not only secured the title, but also sent a clear message. This Liverpool side has been a cut above the rest. The result put them out of reach of their closest challengers, Arsenal, with 4 matches still remaining. That's quite an achievement, and it places this title win among the earliest in Premier League history. All in all, it was a comprehensive, confident performance that perfectly summed up Liverpool's season, full of energy, quality, and belief. And with the Anfield crowd behind them, it was a fitting place to celebrate another historic moment in the club's story. The vocabulary from the story that I want to talk about is to draw level, to make an impact, phenomenal, the atmosphere, to seal the Premier League title, resilience, a cut above the rest, and to triumph or a triumph. To draw level. In football, when one team draws level with another, it means they've scored enough goals to have the same score. It can also refer to reaching the same number of points as another team in the league table. This phrase is interesting because often, in football English, to draw means to finish a match with the same score as your opponents, so that neither team wins. However, in the story, I've used the verb draw to mean to move in a particular direction. So you can say that a train draws into the station. And if you're sitting in your car at a traffic light, a police car might draw alongside. In this football sense, when a team draws level, it means the team moves into a level position. And the sense of a draw, meaning finishing with the same score, influences the choice of the phrase, but not the meaning directly. To make an impact. To make an impact means to have a strong or noticeable effect. In football, this often refers to a player or manager who quickly influences the game or the team's performance, especially when they're new. We do also use the phrase to talk about the effects of changes in other areas of life. So, when a politician changes the law, perhaps they try to influence the ways that countries trade and do business with their country. If the effect of the change is strong, then you can say that the policy made an impact on trade, for example. Phenomenal. Something that is phenomenal is extremely impressive, amazing, or successful. In football, we use it to describe outstanding performances, players, or seasons. I like the word phenomenal because I think it's nice to say. We also use the noun form, a phenomenon, to talk about something or someone that is unusually impressive. Atmosphere. In football, the atmosphere refers to the mood or feeling inside a stadium, usually created by the fans. It can be exciting, tense, loud, or emotional, depending on the situation. The word comes from science and it means the mixture of gases around the planet. It's the air that we breathe. But we also use it to talk about the air in a room, and that's how it's come to mean the mood or character of a place. To seal the Premier League title. To seal the Premier League title means to officially win it, usually after earning enough points or winning a crucial match. Once a team has sealed the title, no other team can catch them. Normally, we talk about sealing a container. This means to close a container or an entrance so that nothing can enter or exit, so that nothing can be put in or taken out. Most commonly, if you're sending a letter, you put the letter into an envelope and then seal the envelope by sticking the flap down. If you're sending a parcel, you might seal it with tape before you send it. So to seal something fixes it, so it can't be changed. Liverpool sealed the league title when they scored enough points so that their closest rivals could not score enough to catch them. Resilience. In football, resilience is the ability to keep going, stay strong, or come back after difficulties, like going behind in a match, or losing form, or facing tough opponents. This is an important quality for everybody. It's hard, as a parent, to resist the urge to help your children whenever they have a problem. But it's necessary for them to develop resilience so they can keep going and learn to tackle problems. A cut above the rest. When someone or something is a cut above the rest, it means they are clearly better than others. In football, this might describe a team, a player, or even a performance that stands out for its quality. I've tried looking up the origin of the phrase, and some people think it comes from clothes. In the past, a tailor would literally cut the fabric for your clothes, and so better quality clothes were better cut. However, I suspect that the term may come from golf. In a golf competition in the second round, the judges would eliminate the players that hadn't scored well enough, and the threshold was called the cut. Players that made the cut were the players who had done well enough. So the cut became a synonym for the standard for inclusion or for success. So if a player was a cut above the rest, it would mean that they would survive the cut even if the threshold were raised. I'm not really sure about the etymology, but I am sure that Liverpool have been a cut above the rest this season. Triumph. This can be a verb, to triumph, which means to win, especially after a challenge, or a noun. A triumph is a great victory or success, often used to describe major wins like a cup final or a league title. I have always liked this word. When I was a little kid, I remember singing a Christian song at school that had a line about a triumphant celebration, and I always had an image of people playing trumpets to celebrate. I realise that this is not really very helpful for you to learn the word triumph, so I'm not completely sure why I'm telling you, but it's a nice word. Today I've spoken about 8 useful words and phrases. The words and phrases were to draw level, to make an impact, phenomenal, the atmosphere, to seal the Premier League title, resilience, a cut above the rest, and to triumph or a triumph. Listen to the stories one more time to hear this language in context. Liverpool are champions. Liverpool have won the Premier League title. It's their second title in the Premier League era and their 20th top flight league title overall. And that 20th title means Liverpool have now drawn level with Manchester United's record for the most English league titles. What makes it even more impressive is that they've done it in the first season under their new manager, Arne Slot. Talk about making an instant impact. Under his leadership, Liverpool have recorded 25 wins, 7 draws, and only 2 defeats. Reflecting on the achievement, Slot described it as quite unreal and spoke with great pride about leading a club he'd once only dreamed of being part of. And you can't talk about Liverpool's success without mentioning Mohamed Salah. he's had a phenomenal season, one for the record books. Salah's performances have been a huge part of why Liverpool have been so strong this year. He's topping the Premier League charts with 28 goals and 18 assists, contributing to over half of Liverpool's total goals. It was his sixth season reaching double figures in both goals and assists, and his fourth in a row. Salah is now on track to claim both the Golden Boot and the Playmaker Award. The atmosphere at Anfield and across the city of Liverpool was electric as fans celebrated their team's Premier League triumph. In fact, Liverpool fans all over the world are celebrating. It's been a massive moment for the club, back at the top of the Premier League, proving they're still a giant of English football. Liverpool sealed the Premier League title in style on Sunday, the 27th of April 2025, with a resounding 5-1 victory over Tottenham Hotspur at Anfield. It was a dominant performance that left no doubt about who deserved to lift the trophy this season. Despite going behind early, with Dominic Solanke scoring for Spurs in just the 12th minute, Liverpool responded with confidence and control. From that moment on, they took command of the match, showcasing the resilience and determination that have defined their campaign. The emphatic scoreline not only secured the title, but also sent a clear message. This Liverpool side has been a cut above the rest. The result put them out of reach of their closest challengers, Arsenal, with four matches still remaining. That's quite an achievement, and it places this title win among the earliest in Premier League history. All in all, it was a comprehensive, confident performance that perfectly summed up Liverpool's season, full of energy, quality, and belief. And with the Anfield crowd behind them, it was a fitting place to celebrate another historic moment in the club's story. Right, now it's time for you to think about this language again. I've found examples of these words and phrases in stories online and edited them slightly. I've removed the vocabulary from the story, so I want you to fill in the gaps with the correct forms of the language from the podcast. Number 1. Liverpool. The Premier League title with a huge win at Anfield. Number 2. Mohamed Salah had a season with 28 goals and 18 assists. Number 3. After going behind early, the team showed real to turn things around. Number 4. Arsenal in the 70th minute after a brilliant goal. Number 5. The new manager has really in his first season. Number 6. The crowd created an incredible at the stadium. Number 7. Liverpool's performance was a they dominated from start to finish. Number 8. It was a moment of pure as the team lifted the trophy. Write your answers in the comments section on the page for this podcast on the Premier League British Council website, and I'll go through them next week. Now it's time for this week's football phrase. The phrase is... This phrase is used when something happens that is so successful or important that it could be recorded in the special almanacs and albums where the best performances are logged. In football, we often use this phrase to describe a moment, match, or season that stands out because of an achievement or performance. For example, Mohamed Salah's season has been 28 goals and 18 assists is an incredible contribution. We can also use this phrase outside of football if there's something especially memorable or historic because the facts and figures are bigger than at other events. So, if there's a celebration that draws a bigger crowd than at any other event, you can say it was. If you know the phrase, write it in the comments section on the page for this podcast on the Premier League British Council website. And that's all I have time for today. Before I finish, I just wanted to say that I hope you found this podcast useful. And I hope everyone stays fit and healthy and safe. Bye for now, and enjoy your football!